The one that you just mentioned, Jesus with a wand, except the dated year is 100 to 200 A.D. I thought he had died, resurrected, and was long gone by then.
Well, he may have, and they continue to represent him in this way. The first Christians, the original Christians, portrayed Jesus as a clean-shaven man, typically a young man, and when he performed his miracles, turning water into wine or raising Lazarus from the dead, as he's doing in this particular image, which, by the way, comes from the Vatican Museum, Jesus performs his miracles with his rod or wand of miracles in hand. The reason that he is portrayed this way, George, is because, going back to Abydos, this is exactly how the Egyptian god of magic, Thoth, was portrayed, raising Seti, disguised as Osiris, from the dead.
What might this wand be? What do you think it is?
The wand is a branch made from the tree of life. The tree of life is the resurrection machine that we've been discussing.
So effectively,
that wand in his hand has a similar relationship as does your remote control to your television.
Okay, so it does have some kind of powers.
Yes, it's a controller device. And Jesus says the magician is distasteful to some folks, but the Talmud says that Jesus was crucified because he practiced magic and sorcery. And in fact, I believe that he was doing was teaching the principles of this device, the resurrection machine, the means to activate latent knowledge within our DNA so that we could raise ourselves from the dead. Because the catch here, George, is that in the mystery school tradition, while we feel like we're alive here on Earth, from that perspective, the soul is effectively dead.
Well, I would also say, though, that people who didn't understand his mystical powers would very easily say, because they couldn't understand him, he's a sorcerer, he's a magician.
And I think that's a very enlightened perspective, George, because the fact of the matter is that after the Council of Nicaea, the wand is removed from Jesus' hand.
Mm-hmm.
When he performs his miracles, he's simply shown waving his hands. Now, one of the reasons that they may have done that is to suppress this knowledge, because what the subliminal message here is that anybody can transform themselves from an ordinary Homo sapien into Homo Christos or Homo Angelus. But the fact remains is that the church may have had a benevolent intent in this regard, because that transformation is just not for everyone.
What's he holding in his left hand?
He is holding a scroll in his left hand, symbolic of the law. And the law is a body of knowledge, a body of scientific principles. And this brings up an important issue here, because this is why there is no description in the Bible of what Jesus looked like. Not one. And the reason that is because the first Christians did not focus on the physical man. They focused on the body of knowledge that was being delivered. And so when you see crucifixion scenes focusing on the man, you're looking at the lowest possible level of interpretation of this person's existence.
The sculpture next to him of that man holding what looks like two little bird heads or something. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, those could be bird heads. I can't quite make out what they are. We have Mary Magdalene washing his feet, though, is the other person represented.
All right, let's go to the first one that you've sent us, and that is the Istara / Easter from Sumeria.
Yes, this is Istara, the goddess of compassion, enlightenment, from whence we get the word Easter. And so what I'm portraying here is the goddess Easter standing in front of her upright pillar or pole. In fact, she's pointing to it. There is an M-shaped serpent that is either entering into or exiting from this pillar. And there is what appears to be a flying disc hovering just above the pillar.
Yes.
Now, we don't really know for certain what that flying disc is. It
looks like a satellite, because it looks like it's got solar panels, doesn't it?
That's what I say, is that here she is with her satellite dish, or communication satellite.
Yeah.
But it also could be the Milky Way itself, the celestial disk that Akhenaten called Aten.
Mm-hmm.
Because these beings come originally from a place where they recognized the shape of our Milky Way galaxy, and that each of us are presently incarnate in this disk-shaped galaxy.
This object she's pointing at looks like it's that pillar from the Ark.
That's exactly what it is, George, and thank you very much for apprehending that.
So you've taught me these things.
Okay, that's exactly what it is. And what I'm showing here is that in Sumerian artwork, in Assyrian artwork, they had awareness of this device. And the mythology that they attached to it is strikingly similar to that of the Egyptians, that this was a device that opened a hole in space through which individuals could travel from Earth into the heavens. That, I believe, is what the M-shaped serpent represents. It's actually the wormhole itself.
Remarkable pictures. Okay, next one is the purification ceremony.
Yes, that is now, we're 600 BC in Babylon, and what we see there are two gods who are wearing fish suits. This is a purification ceremony. They are standing before a radiant pillar that could well be a burning bush, mm-hmm. a fiery furnace. It is definitely radiating. It's radiating pine cones, a symbol of knowledge and enlightenment. And hovering above this, once again,
same craft.
Is the same craft. This time we have a god, Enki, the creator god in the Sumerian tradition, hovering above this pillar.
Yep, he's in the craft, waving at people or something.
This is a crucifixion ceremony right here. This is a purification ceremony. What is being portrayed here are the two priests whose names, they are called the Mas priests. Now, Mas is spelled M-A-S, and this could be the root for our word Moses as well as Messiah. And so what we are seeing here is, in 600 B.C., a crucifixion ceremony where the purifying energies are being communicated into the earth plane, literally radiating from this pillar, as I described earlier, and opening a hole in the Milky Way.